today, and it's taken me all week to figure out what I'm supposed to preach on today. Now, you might say, what's that mean? Well, just because the Lord gives us a thought doesn't mean we understand fully what He wants us to convey. I didn't really understand what He wanted me to convey until I got to studying this morning. A lot of the things that were said in Sunday school, I already had marked in my Bible. One of those is Second Epistle of Peter in the first chapter. Our Sunday school teacher read that, and if we get that far, we'll get into that. But I want to invite your attention to the seventh chapter of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7. This will be the third week that we preached on the Don't series, and I guess we're going to be preaching on the Don't series again today. A few weeks ago, our first Don't series was Don't Invite the Devil to Dinner. Last week was Don't Judge a Book by its Cover. And today, I'll tell you in a minute. Again, Jesus doing the speaking here, the Sermon on the Mount, the final chapter of that, and Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. Judge not, that ye be not judged. I believe that was mentioned this morning in Sunday school too. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Verse 6 says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Verse 7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That's reading from the first verse down through the eighth verse of our reading lesson today. We're going to take our text from verse 6. In that verse, Jesus said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, what does that say? The title of today's message is, Don't Give Your Soul to the Devil. Now, I want to preface by saying, if you're truly saved by God's grace, the devil cannot get your soul. Cannot, will not, it's impossible. He can't get it. So what is Jesus trying to convey to us here? Well, when the Lord laid this on my heart last week in Sunday school, it was, don't cast your pearls before the swine or before hogs. But before we can rightly divide what he's trying to say, he made a statement before that. Did you hear what he said? He says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Now, for just a brief moment, I want all of us to think about that are saved by God's grace. What is the most valuable possession you have? What is the most valuable possession that you have? Absolutely. It's the salvation of your soul. The reason that you have the salvation of your soul is because a holy God made it holy. He says, don't give that holy possession to the dogs. And then he goes on to say, neither cast you your pearls. The most valuable thing that you have is more valuable than all the pearls that have ever been created in this world. But during the Bible times, that was a very, very valuable piece of jewelry. A very, very valuable piece of a gem, if you will. Now, if you know how a pearl's made, it just doesn't happen. There's a lot of things that's going to happen. If you've ever known how a pearl starts out, it starts out with a grain of sand. Did you know that? And it's a grain of sand that's on the tongue of an oyster. And the reason it becomes a pearl is because that oyster is trying to get rid of it. And it rolls around and irritates that oyster over time and over time and over time until finally it evolves into and created as a pearl. And so you say, Brother Spurgeon, why are you saying that? Don't give your soul to the devil. There's a song that came out not too long or several years ago that says that the devil is still looking for souls to steal. It was down in Georgia. The devil's still trying to steal souls in Georgia, in Tennessee, and all across this world that we live in. Keep in mind, he can't steal your soul. So what is Jesus? He's conveying a message here. First of all, he starts out by saying, judge not that you be not judged. Then he says, before he gets to that part of that message, he says, before you can even look at somebody else and judge them, as we said last week, you can't judge a book by its cover. It's what's inside that really counts. He says you can't take that little splinter out of the eye of another person. The reason you can't, because you've got a two before in yours. That's basically what he's saying. You can't go in and take that. And then he says, before you consider judging all of these other people, take a good look in the mirror at your own self. And that's what I want all of us to do today. I want all of us to take a good look in the mirror today and be sure that the devil is trying to influence and take away everything he can with your soul and to try to rob God of honor and glory. Don't let the devil do that. Jesus said the way that we do that is he says, don't give that which is holy unto the dogs. Don't give that, don't give him an ounce of time or a minute of time or anything that is holy unto the dogs, because he said those dogs, they would devour it. Satan, that's what he'll do. He'll devour our influence every day of our life if we allow him. But then he goes on to say, neither cast ye your pearls before the hogs or before the swine. Because he says this, he says, lest they trample them under their feet, and that's what he'll do. He wants to trample every one of us down on a daily basis. How does he do that? We allow him. That's what he's saying. He didn't say the devil was just going to come and take it. He says you're giving it to him. And it's just like giving that is very holy to the dogs and taking the most prized possession you have is your soul and the salvation of your soul and letting hogs just trample all over it. Now you pray for me. The Apostle Paul, I just kept on and on and on and saying, Lord, what is it that I'm supposed to convey today? One of the very first things I want us to do is to understand that what Jesus is saying, that the Apostle Paul enlightens us on that. And the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you'll turn over there with me, I believe the Apostle Paul is going to explain a little bit more about what Jesus is trying to convey to me today. I knew all week that this is what I was supposed to preach on. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't give your holy thing to the dogs. In other words, just don't let the devil have any part Is it possible to do that? Let's look at what Paul said. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's turn over there and let's read what he has to say. First of all, he says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. You see, that's why it's so important that Jesus, he's giving the Sermon on the Mount. He's telling all these people, he's saying, in the 5th chapter, in the 6th chapter, he tells us in the 5th chapter, he says, all these things we've been blessed with, and those that are poor, they're blessed, and all these things that we have is because of what he did for us. He goes on to convey to them people that there's a certain way to pray, a model way to pray, and not only a model way to pray, but how to pray, when to pray, and so that we can be prepared for the ministry that you have been placed in. Did you know you've been placed in a ministry? A lot of people say, well, that's the minister that's placed in the ministry. This church is a ministry. Faith Missionary Baptist Church is a ministry. And why I'm here today, I'm going to explain a little bit more. Paul's going to enlighten us, and then Peter's going to explain why. And we studied about it in Sunday school today, and it goes right along with what I'm trying to convey to every one of us that are here today. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, keep in mind, seeing we have this ministry, you can just put in what Jesus says. Because we've got this ministry, don't give that that's holy to dogs. Don't give that that's most prized possession to hogs. Don't do the things that look like the world. We've got to see this ministry for what it is and what it can be. Do you see it? A lot of times we can't see it because we can't get that little splinter out of our eye. I can't take the splinter out of your eye. All I can do is enlighten you. Paul's going to enlighten us about this ministry. This ministry that is based on the fact that the ministry only exists because God saved our soul. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about how much money you got in the bank. Don't think about how many stocks in the stock market. Don't think about anything other than what your most prized possession is. That's your soul. And the devil wants to rob it. He'll take down the stock market. He'll take away the bank. You say, well, at least $250,000 of it is guaranteed or insured in the bank. Let me tell you something. One thing that is truly secure and insured is your soul. Everything else is up for grabs. Don't give that to the devil. If you haven't heard anything in this message, please hear that statement. It is possible that if you want to live like the devil, all you're doing is introducing your soul to dogs and to hogs. It's going to take me a while to get through this one. Maybe this is going to be the grand finale. I don't know. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. I'm here to encourage. If I don't encourage us today, I have failed miserably. I want to encourage every one of us that are here today to see the ministry and what it can be. And before that we can advance the ministry, we got to take care of the most prized possession that we have. And that is up to you. And that's up to me. He says, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth. You see, there's a lot of people that just don't know the truth. They don't know the truth about what it really means to give something holy to the dogs and to let the hogs trample that great pearl of great price. I'm going to tell you, there was a lot of agony and pain, and that's what Paul is going to convey to us today. There was a lot of irritation during the personal ministry of Christ, and there was a lot of irritation during the personal ministry of Paul and of Peter and do the same thing and give those things which are most prized possession unto the devils. He's not working on just the devil. There's many devils that's doing this. You say, but preacher, you're not talking about me. You're talking about those that have been saved and not are here today. Get that splinter out of your eye. Look at the ministry God put you in, not anybody else. Paul said this, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commended the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in your heart to give you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And what does he say? He said that God did that through his son Jesus Christ, and that's why it's so holy, that's why it is so valuable, and that's why it's so imperative that we do not give this holy thing to dogs, and we don't allow hogs to trample at the things that is most prized among us today. How do we know he's saying that? Because listen to what he says next. But if we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Cast down. See, you don't even have to cast it down before the hogs. I'll tell you, they're casting us down every day. And if you focus on them, I don't know who them is or they is, but I can tell you what they're doing is trampling the Word of God and the Son of God. And if you truly know the Son of God, listen to what Paul said. They're cast down, but they're not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto the death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. You see, this that's in you, it's alive, it's holy, it's most prized possession, it's sealed by the Holy Ghost, as the Bible says, until the day of redemption. We having this same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he that which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. And listen real closely to verse 16. He says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. And don't you want to be renewed day by day? If you want to be renewed day by day, then don't give that which is holy to the dogs, and don't cast your pearl before those hogs. I enjoy this. For our light affliction, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory. While we look not on the things which are seen, I can't see that holy thing. I can't see that most prized possession, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I know it's there.
I know it's there. Oh, and it gives me such joy, even in persecutions, even in tribulations, even in all these things that we're going to talk about in just a moment of time. But let me tell you today, we've got this ministry, and the reason we have this ministry is because you have been called and you answered the call. And when you did, something took place on the inside. But as the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. This is something eternal. And that's why it's so important that we take really good care. We take really good care. I heard that in Sunday school today, and I thought to myself, I'm about to bust. Because God wants us to take care of the most prized possession that we have, and the most holy thing that we have, and that's the salvation of our soul. A lot of people say, well, I don't understand that. That's why. Because they're in darkness. And because they're in darkness, we that are saved by God's grace have to let our light shine. But why do we have to let our light shine? He said, so let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's why. So Paul enlightens us about it. And Peter, he's going to give us a little bit more information about this. If we'll turn over there in just a moment. But I asked Peter a question this morning. I said, Peter, why is God giving us these don't messages? That's what I asked Peter. You say, well, you can't ask Peter. Oh, yes, you can. I'll tell you, every answer to every question is right here. If you'll just search it out. Some people say, well, Brother Spurgeon, how do you know you've got a holy soul? Because God told me. How did he tell you? He whispered sweet peace to me. You say, well, how do you know it's very valuable? I'm going to tell you, I know it's very valuable because God, I don't have much in this world. Some people, you know, they say, well, I don't have much in this world. But you know what? I've got something more valuable that's in this world now. But one of these days, Brother Sonny is going to be out of this world. We're going out of this world. And this robe of flesh will fall by its side. But you know what? That most holy thing, that pearl, it's going to go and take a heavenly flight. You ever seen a hog fly before? You ever seen a pearl fly before? I'm telling you, one day after a while, God is going to take us out of this world. But until he does, please take our advice. Take Jesus, take Paul, take Peter, take my advice. Don't give that holy thing to the dogs, and don't cast your pearl before the hogs. So what does Peter tell us? You say, well, we already read it this morning. Well, I want to read it again. I read it for devotion this morning. I had it read to me. I am amazed. Out of all the books in the Bible, how did God line all of that up that this morning, that I was going to read the first thing this morning, knowing I still had to preach. All I had was, don't cast your pearls before the swine. That's all I knew. Another don't sermon. And I don't know why we just keep preaching these don't sermons. There's somebody that just needs to know that you just don't do that. I'll tell you, we've been hearing a lot of things about what you do and how you do it. You go to this organization, that organization, they're going to tell you how to do what feels good. I'm going to tell you, you better do what God says and don't do everything else that he says not to do. And Jesus said, don't give your holy thing to dogs. And he says, do not cast your pearls before swine or hogs. That ought to be good enough for all of us. I could close up the Bible and say that I've done what he told me to do. But Peter hasn't asked the question. Peter, why do I have to keep preaching on these don'ts? He says, because I'm a servant. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to whom that we have obtained like precious faith.
with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. If you don't learn something when you come to church here, you need to pray a little bit harder for your pastor. If you're not learning something when you come to church here, maybe you need to pray a little bit harder for your Sunday school teacher. If you're still not getting it from your preacher and not getting it from your Sunday school teacher, then maybe you ought to start praying for yourself that you'll get it. What we have here is very, very special. Peter said this, according as his divine power hath given us all the things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge that of him that hath called us to a glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's what I started out with this morning in my devotional book. After I get through with my devotional book, I study this lesson. I keep running it in my mind and my heart. Don't give your pearls or cast them before swine. Don't do this. Don't do that. I'll tell you, you might say, and that's what the devil will do, because that's the tactics he uses. If you can't do this and you can't do that, and you don't do this and you don't do this, what's the use of even coming to church? He's got a lot of them where he wants them. He's got that one, 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 that one. You look around the building, he's got a lot of them. You know why? Because they have a lot of them, and I'm not running them down. It's just a trap by Satan himself. He'll let you give that which is holy to the devil, to the dogs, and that which is priceless to the hogs, and you'll cast it before them. And then they're trapped. You say, but Brother Spurgeon, I'm here. That's not going to happen to me. You better listen on. It's happened to the best of my brothers. It's happened to the best of my sisters. It's happened to those that I'm not judging them. I told you last week, you can't judge that book by its cover. I'll tell you, there's things going on inside of people that I can't understand. I've not walked in their places. I have not walked where they are. I've not been where they are. And yet, Jesus Christ has been there every step of the way. So what do? You give them to Jesus. Give them to Jesus. And a lot of times when you give them to Jesus, you know what's going to happen? Repercussion. What's that mean? Oh, you think you're a goody, goody, good shoe because you go to church every Sunday. He'll throw everything at you to make you feel miserable too. And you know when you start feeling miserable? When you give him that holy thing. And then, even cast your pearl before the hogs. So what does Peter tell us? Wherefore, we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. I'll be honest with you, I really didn't fully understand what Jesus was trying to tell me. And I'm learning. I've got a divine nature. You have a divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge. If you want a little help, let me go rephrase that. If you want a lot of help about how to give, not to give your holy thing to dogs and to the cast that precious pearl before them hogs, then listen up. Beside this, give in all diligence, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. Now look real close at verse 8. Verse 8 says this, for if these things be in you, I ask the question, are they in you?
If they're really there, then you know where I'm coming from. If they're not there, then you need to find out why. And what it's going to take to get it there. Our Sunday school teacher said this morning, it's for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. That's what he said. He said that in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. But when it comes in you, it's there. And let me reiterate, Satan, if you're listening, the devil, he's all around. You can't get it. Nah, 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 nah. Have you ever heard kids say that? They're going to on the school playground. My daddy's bigger than yours. That's all right. My mama's bigger than yours. Let me go on the record and saying, our Father is bigger than all. And He put a divine nature within you. And because He has put a divine nature, for if these things be in you and abound, that make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. Isn't that what Paul said? If he lacks these things, he's blind. He cannot see afar off. And he hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. So it is possible that those that were once enlightened and have gone out into the world and escaped and just trampled that most prized possession on a daily basis. He said, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Three more verses of Scripture, and I should be done. When I ask the question, Peter, why do I have to keep preaching these don'ts? This may be the last one, or it may not be. I don't know. All I know is he gives me the message. I try to speak it the way he gives it to me. And then it's up to each and every one of us to take the advice. Peter said, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. If I'm guilty of that, I will have to answer to God. He says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. I haven't told you one thing today that God has not already conveyed to every one of us. I'm just reiterating it and reminding us that if we're not careful, we'll be the next one to fall into the snares of the devil. He says, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, and I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, this thing that is in this tabernacle, it's holy. It's the most prized possession of Ron Spurgeon on the earth. But one of these days, he's going to call my name a new name that only I know about. And when he calls, Job says, when he calls, I will answer. I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir up your up by putting in you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. How sad it's going to be! How sad it's going to be! For those who are enlightened and saved by the grace of God, and I'm not here, I'm not calling you dogs, I'm not calling you hogs. I read before you that Jesus says that judge not that you be not judged. I fully understand that. So I'm not judging you. But what I am telling you, it is so sad for people that are truly saved by the grace of God to take that most holy thing and give it to the dogs and to the hogs. Don't do that. Don't do that. The greatest price that was ever paid for a human being was for God Himself to allow His only begotten Son to die on the cross in my place and in yours. Please take good care of your soul. Brother Jimmy, you got a song?
On a preacher. Well, I read that about don't give that that's holy to the dog. The thing the devil put on my mind is we got a lot of dog lovers of faith. You better not go and preach on dogs.
They're still dogs.
They're still dogs. But the dogs in the Bible that they're talking about are Eastern dogs that were vicious. Hogs, I didn't expound upon this, but those hogs that they were talking about were unclean and they were defiled if they ate it. And yet it even talks about the dogs in those times and the hogs in those times. You could clean them up, but the dog still goes back to the vomit and the hog still goes back to the pen. Do you want your soul to be in that type of environment? And yet, we have brothers and sisters that need our prayers because they are trapped. God, help them. That's our ministry. It's not to just kick them while they're down. It's to be here for them when they come back. And we've got to have the right mind and attitude and heart and spirit to just say, please, we understand. I might be the next one. Anybody, anything on your heart?
Mr. Spurgeon, I want to thank you for the message today.
Thank you.
For what you brought out. It's so easy to get separated out from the world and just kind of go down that path a little bit. It doesn't take far. You don't have to go far. It doesn't take any time. And it doesn't have to be anything that you think is...
That's right.
It's just, you really have to be on guard constantly.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Terry. Sister come around and said, don't you think Samson would be a good example of that? Study the whole thing of Samson. Delilah was not his first. He was given a wife, and that wife was taken from him. But he had to make a choice, and he chose Delilah. And he lost his eyeballs over it. But even though he got as low as he could get, just before he died, he called out to the Almighty God, and give me strength one more time. And he pulled those pillars down. Even if we had to pull the pillars down so that God can receive honor and glory from this life that we live in, let it be. Study that out. Samson's a good example, who had it all. Lost it all, went to something else. A lot of people, that's what they're doing. They're going to something else. They're going to something else. Why are they doing that? They're giving, in essence, they're just giving that holy thing to the dogs and casting their pearls before swine. Anything else? I got to preach another sermon. I'm ready. It's over. Believe it or not, Isaiah chapter 55 is what we're supposed to preach from. I don't know if I got that conveyed from the devotion this morning to Sunday school to this evening or already today. All of it, same scriptures. How can the same scriptures all fall on the same day? That's a miracle to me. We have a great God. And what He did for us. I didn't call Brother Terry up and said, are you going to read these scriptures today? My goodness. Anything else on anyone's heart? Yes. Amen. Sure. Amen. 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 Sounds like she just introduced the next message. Don't give up. Don't give up. All these don'ts are just don't do this, don't do that. It's for our good. It's for our good. Don't give up. Anybody else? All hearts and minds at liberty. Let me see you smile. If you're going to the old-fashioned gospel bar, let me see you smile. The last thing we want is a bunch of people on the old-fashioned gospel bar looking like this. The gospel's good news. That's why we go on there to sing those songs. And let me tell you, these tapings and programs are going all over the world. I pulled one up in Africa. I pulled Luke up preaching in Africa. Pulled myself up in Africa in a computer where a computer store is what they called it, where you go in and you dial up the computer and get on the internet for a shilling or 100 shilling or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But when the computer owner who was educated in the United States is over there and he says, "Why are you here?" The door opens up. Anybody else? Thank you for coming today. We'll ask a blessing on the food. Please stay. All that can and will. If you can't, please remember to pray for us and each other. Brother Quinn, would you pray the benediction for us? And ask a blessing on the food, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again to be able to come back to thy house. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good message of truth and the instructions that we've given. We thank you, Heavenly Father, most of all, for the salvation of our souls. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you bless each one of our precious sweet days. Help us, Heavenly Father, to always look at you for leadership, for guidance, that we might do that with these leaders on our side. Bless the food, Heavenly Father, that's been prepared for the nourishment of the body. Bless each one, Heavenly Father, that's come out today. Bless television and telecast. Be with us first, and Heavenly Father, place upon his heart the things, Lord, that you need them to preach, that it might go out for the world, Lord, to find you beneficial for someone.
Granted, Lord.
Our Heavenly Father, for all that are given to pray for the many requests that's been given this church from time to time. But Lord, we just pray that you would just answer each one before we go to it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all your blessings. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.